It is 53-15 with a couple minutes. Squad is out running some drills after a cake sale. Halftime entertainment this evening was a cake sale. Best bid was $30. One of the cakes went for $30. Hopefully a delicious cake. Was unfortunately not won by this broadcaster. Weird thing happened. It's down back here. Up in the broadcast booth, 53-15 over the Skagway Panthers. And Skagway had a real tough time with Angoon's pressure defense. Angoon just broke out to a 26-0 lead. And then finally decided, all right, that's enough. I'm going to pull back the pressure D. And that allowed Skagway to get into a little bit of rhythm. They hadn't faced a full-court man-to-man press like that before and just had no answer for it. They weren't able to get the ball over half-court the first few minutes. So once they finally got a little bit of rhythm, Skagway, they were able to get the ball in their hands. Alex Ackerman was the star of the first half offensively. And it is now 15 points that Skagway has managed to put on the board, many of them from the free-throw line with Alex Ackerman. About 30 seconds until game time, it is the Angoon Eagles tip-off tournament. 2015, year that we're in. In the early game today, Thorn Bay girls did go down with Juno, WKJ squad. Just on 3 points in the tight game. In the second game, the Coffin Cove boys beat Thorn Bay. And in the third game, Skagway Panthers girls squad losing to So here we are in the nightcap, about ready to start play here in the second half. See if Skagway figure out a way to put points on the board while stopping Angoon. That's been there. That's been a tough road to hoe for Skagway. Angoon's offense is pretty skilled, and they've got their starting five sitting out on the court. We'll see what kind of pressure they're going to ramp up at Skagway here. Skagway extending their defense a little bit. A while. A little bit of pressure of his own. Angoon works the ball into the interior of the court. Their point guard, Sibley, who is fouled on his layup attempt. And he will shoot two. Skagway, just five players on the roster this year. We're listening in Skagway. All five of them seeing significant playing time. The only player with a rest was Christy Belisle. Elbow to the face. Get out while we stop. First free throw missed. And second free throw good by Sibley from Angoon, bringing the score to 54-15. Alex Ackerman to inbound the ball, trying to get it to his point guard for a while. Belisle working the ball. Half-court circle. Gets it over his brother, Wyatt Belisle, driving to the hole. No shot attempt. Gets it over to Micah Cook, throws up the shot, misses, and nobody back on defense, and it's an easy layup for Forrest Dean Braley Jr. Dang, will not get back on defense after the trip. And Alex Ackerman's got the ball over to Colton Belisle at the top of the key. Turns the ball over. Stepping into the lane with Duncan O'Brien, who brings it down. Did not get a shot off. He's fouled. Way to the hole. Nope. I lied. He was not fouled. He turned the ball over. He traveled. Sorry, stepped on the engine. Alex Ackerman's got the ball for Skagway on the left-hand side of the court. And his pocket is picked clean by the point guard, Sibley, who travels in his own right, but no call. Kind of a... He went to pass it. The ball was in the air, and he tapped it. I guess that's not a travel. And that was a bucket. 58-15 now the score. And the pressure defense is back. Another steal and another layup. This time by Forrest Dean Braley Jr. 60-15 the score. Kyle with the ball. Kyle up at the top of the key, picks up his dribble. Tries to pass the ball over to Ackerman. Ackerman able to outfight for the ball and then has it stripped. And Goon trying to press quickly into the forecourt and unable to corral the pass. They throw the ball out of bounds. It would be scheduled. The official. Go ahead and Blau now with the ball, working the ball over to the right-hand side. A pick comes from Ackerman. And Belial throws the ball into the backcourt to his brother Wyatt. That is a turnover. Backcourt violation. 6 minutes and 4 seconds. Third quarter with the basketball. Welcome to Kauffman Cove. Angoon working the ball down low. And a foul is called. Nathaniel Hunter-Skeek. No, I'm sorry. It was not a call. It was not a foul. It was a traveling violation. He had his man up in the air. He landed on the back. Ball trap. There you go. All right, Colt Blyle with the ball now. Looking to get it up over the half-court line, and does. A couple of picks reset. Ball on the left side of the court. Gets it back over to Wyatt. And it does go into the backcourt. That is eternal. Back to Angoon. Angoon going to attack quickly. Straight to the rim. Misses the layup is Duncan O'Brien. Rebound fought for. Ackerman covers up. He gets the ball. He covers up. And that's going to force the jump ball situation. Dejanero does go to Angoon. And a wide open look for Angoon underneath the basket because nobody guarded him on the inbounds play. That was Nathaniel Hunter-Skeek, the recipient of that easy pass. But they were there to foul him. No easy shot for this team. And Hunter-Skeek will go to the line, shooting two. Score 5 minutes, 30 seconds left to go. Hunter-Skeek goes up his first shot. A bit of a non-traditional release. So off to the right-hand side. And then off to that right-hand side, all three shots he's taken so far. Just a little bit off to the right this time, and he misses his second shot. Rebound fought for. Pulled down. Ackerman goes down hard, gets back up. Rebound comes back out to Forrest Dean Braley Jr., and he lays it up. And in for two. Ackerman hits the deck. Everybody hears it. He's all elbows. Pick set. Colton takes it over to the left-hand side of the court. Throws up a one-handed jump shot. Misses. Rebound fought for. Out of bounds. It looks like it's off Angoon. And the backcourt official calls it off. It's Kagway. And they, the two officials that were closer said, okay. Angoon ball. Jump shot. Attempt by McCluskey. Blocked by Ackerman. Ackerman with the ball. He covers up and is tied up again. It's Skagway basketball now with 4:46 left. Third period. Oh boy. Attack that defense. And Angoon brings three guys right to the middle of the court. Defend against him, bringing it up through the middle of the court. And that proves tricky. It's a while to handle. Oh. Inbound pass almost stolen by Wyatt. Belial, but unable to corral. And it was knocked out of bounds. Angoon ball. Braley Jr. gets the ball into the interior. Over to O'Brien. Loses the basketball to Alex Ackerman. Ball gets hit in the chops. We may have another instance where Skagway does not have a substitute and needs one. And leave a little bit from the mouth. Head into the locker room with girls head coach Jeff Gleason. You're going to work on it in the corner. That ice cold piece of metal there. Doesn't look like it's too bad. He's not doing too bad. He's fine. Be a little sore with an upper lip area, looks like. Well, with four players on the court, Skagway's going to have a tough time defending Angoon. They already had a tough time defending Angoon. With four players on the court, it's going to be extra tough. 62-15 the score. Doing Eagles over Skip. Panthers 4-23. And it looks like the officials want to give Ackerman a little bit of time to try and control the bleeding to come back out on the court. Something that they don't have to do. You can play with four players, but it looks like they're trying to prevent that from happening. And it's going to be a little bit longer, so, yep, they're going to go ahead and take the ball in. It will be Gagliardi. Okay, Colt Blyle now with the ball. Fourth person attack for Skagler. Colt turns the ball over. Layup is missed by Braley Jr., but the putback is good by Jacob McCloskey. 64-15. Left the play in the third quarter. Blyle with the ball on the right-hand side of the court. He's got a pick, and he's got a lane, and he shoots it up, but it's blocked by O'Brien. Gets it up to Braley Jr., full length of the court pass, laid in for another two. 66-15. Up over still. Bolton wants to work it over the right-hand side, brings it into the middle of the lane, loses it, and he gets it. A run out by Angoon, however, unable to corral the ball was Braley Jr., so pass corralled instead by Skagway and Colton. Belial has the ball. Let's go over to the right hand side. Looks like Alex Ackerman's going to be okay. He's back in, back on the court. Anyway, back up to the block, drinking a little bit of water. He's fine. And, Coach Ken Fieldman calls the timeout so we can make the substitution. Smart play. 66-15, the score of 3 minutes and 13 seconds in third quarter. Here at Angoon. Beautiful sunset. Walk around town and from the store. We weren't able to find the restaurant, well, because there is out of somewhere between 200 and 400 people out there. A nice little microclimate here is how it sold me. Very warm and limited rainfall compared to a lot of the south. We're set up at the lovely school facility. Three squares of building. Looking pretty good here in Lakewood. Life is good. Will be Skagway ball when action resumes here. They'll have a full complement of players with five players. Now back, check back in the game. Be up tonight for a long ferry ride. Good Skagway. It took, well, not quite 24 hours. But pretty cool. I'm mistaken. It's going to be a good ball. We're just a little bit confused. So, it will be scattered ball. Wyatt Belial, the inbound the ball. Gets it into Ackerman. Ackerman's going to press. He's looking. Takes a jump shot. The right side of the elbow. Misses. And the ball comes out to Sibley. Sibley pushes the ball into the forecourt. The first layup attempt missed. The second layup attempt knocked down by Jackson Chase Collins. And Green pushes the lead to 53. Colton Malala going to be working it. To the left, work to the right, back to the left, back to the right, and turn the ball up. Sibley's got the ball now for an easy layup opportunity, and he knocks it down. 70-50 to score. Angoon over Skagway. Colt Blyle with the ball. For his teammates, will set a pick. Looks like they're trying. It's difficult to pick this team as they're very active with that pressure defense. And in time, Colton will learn how to rub his player off of that pick. And his player will learn how to set the pick by moving. In a big situation. So it is Skagway ball underneath. looked like Micah Cook was wide open under the basket. The pass came into him, but was knocked out of bounds by it. And that Green player just took a little bit too long to develop that play. Belisle right underneath the basket. Micah Cook still, again, right underneath the basket. Both of them missed, but Belisle gets the ball, shoots it up off of the backboard. And a double dribble, it was called, not by the official closest team. But maybe the officials are getting a little groggy. You know, it's late at night. This is the fourth game of the night. It's not close. I understand. And Goon has the ball. Sibley. Putting on a little dribbling display. Over to the right-hand side of the court. Oh, a beautiful interior pass to Damian Willis, who misses the bunny. Back out to Sibley, who knocks down the three-point bucket. Nice little display by Sibley. Blown out with the ball. Work off the court. Pick. Nice not to use it. Loses the ball a little bit. Picks it up. Now over to Danny Brady with a hole to the bucket. Ball fell off of his hand as he was trying to hit the layup. And off the side of the backboard instead. And he had eyes wide as saucers on that one. He had a wide open layup opportunity and just missed it. Anglin basketball. Officers leading the ball, bringing the ball up into the forecourt. Guided by Micah Cook. Tries to go between Cook's legs. Does. It wasn't clean. A shot attempt up and missed by Jacob McCloskey, and Angoon has the ball. McCloskey gets it back for another shot attempt. The southpaw misses his second shot. Rebound by Collins, blocked by Ackerman. Ackerman has the ball. Gets it over to Wyatt. Belisle, Wyatt Belisle tied up at midcourt. And that's going to be a turnover. Possession favors Angoon. 56 seconds left to go in the third quarter of action. Here at Coffin Cove, the Angoon. It would. Doesn't have fine command of the basketball. And he fakes it to the hole. Oh, a beautiful move, the head and shoulder fake. Left his defender just standing there like a pillar. And he went right through the hole, right through the lane, uncontested layup. Belisle passed a little too hot. Too close off Danny Brady's face and out of bounds. It will be Angoon basketball. Sibley. Gets off the pick. Got an open lane again. Team has not used it. Gets the ball back out to Hunter Skeet, who drives through the lane and is fouled in the process of shooting the basketball. So he will go to the line, and he will shoot two with 18 seconds left of them. That's a 5-15 score currently. Halftime celebration. Cake sale. That's an ingenious way to spend a halftime. That is delicious cake, raising money for the program. And a beautiful looking cake. Team spirit cake. First free throw up and good by Hunter Skeek. The second free throw is off the right a little bit, off the backboard, no rim, and out of bounds after the contest. And it is Skagway ball. Ball in now to Colton Belisle on the right-hand side of the court. He's pushing it. A pick set by Micah Cook that looks a little bit like a mugging. Ball turned over to Sibley. His shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ackerman. Ball over to Belisle. And time runs out in the court. 76-15.